With astronomical rents and a historic housing shortage, it's harder than ever to help people who are homeless get off the streets. Now, some places are trying something new, pairing them up as roommates. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, it can be a tough sell.
Eric Perkins greets me on the front porch of the house where he lives in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, come on in.
The home is divided into two apartments. Perkins' place is on the first floor. He shared it for more than 2 years and shows me around. Down the hall is his bedroom. Then,
it's our bathroom that we share. It's small, but it's enough for us.
The place came furnished with things like new sofas and homey knickknacks. There's a small backyard.
What really made me like the house is the kitchen, because I like to cook. Like, this is where I want to be.
Before moving in, Perkins had been homeless for 3 years. He'd lived on the beach in Virginia Beach, in a shelter, and during the pandemic, a hotel. His monthly disability payment is just under $800. The average local rent for a one-bedroom, over $1,000. Still, when a local nonprofit suggested Perkins share an apartment with another unhoused person, his first thought was no.
I was real skeptical because of the things I was seeing inside the shelter. A lot of drug use, a lot of alcohol abuse, PTSD. It was a lot of veterans there. And when they told me, I was like, I didn't want to be in the house with somebody like that.
But after seeing this place and meeting the roommate he was paired up with, Perkins says he decided to try it out. His rent is $600. He gets a lot of help from housing aid. He says that first roommate was a good match with his personality, neat and quiet.
We got to know each other. We respected each other's space. We shared everything. And yeah, it was really nice. And it was the same thing when he moved in.
He is Leon Corprude, next to him on the couch, who moved in when the other roommate moved out.
I've been since last April.
Yeah.
April.
Both men are in their 50s. They say they get along just fine, though mostly keep to themselves.
I used to cook for both of us every day.
Yeah. You used to? You don't anymore?
No, no.
Don't you don't like his cooking?
No. I eat a lot. I eat a lot.
Getting homeless people into their own apartment without roommates is considered the gold standard for achieving independence. But the housing crunch is making it all but impossible in many places. Ann Oliva, who heads the National Alliance to End Homelessness, is seeing more interest in matching up roommates.
The housing market right now is incredibly tight. We're seeing vacancy rates at sort of record lows for rentals, especially for affordable rental units.
Without the roommate option, provider Todd Walker says there's no way he could place as many people. He runs the Judeo-Christian Outreach Center in Virginia Beach, which found the roommate for Eric Perkins. Walker started trying shared housing 8 years ago and says he's learned how to do it well, but he learned the hard way.
We had clients that weren't paying, other clients giving that client their money to pay for the utility, and it wasn't getting paid, and it was a catastrophe.
Major lesson number one, have a separate lease for each roommate. That way, one person can be moved or evicted without everyone being kicked out. Also, he says, keep utilities in the landlord's name and include them in the rent. But this whole idea can also be a tough sell to landlords. Walker offers incentives, bonuses, a double deposit. He says these arrangements often let him house people who would otherwise be denied a lease because of a lack of income, a criminal record, or past eviction.
There's just not any apartment complexes around that's going to be that flexible.
Landlord Sophia Sills Taylor owns the house where Perkins and his roommate live. When she heard about Walker's program 5 years ago, she was desperate to rent out a couple places. She'd been using Craigslist, but found those tenants fly by night. Working with a nonprofit seemed more stable, even if its clients were homeless.
So when they come in, they don't just say, okay, here's the person, goodbye. They help them with getting blankets and pots and pans and all that, help them set up a household. And then they're coming to see them.
For the first few months, a case manager visits a lot to make sure everything's going okay. Of course, anyone who's had roommates knows there can be tension, but people who've experienced trauma might have a harder time adjusting, or a mental illness could flare up. The case manager keeps an eye out and helps roommates learn to resolve conflicts.
So anytime I've had a little issue with somebody, I can always call up and say, hey, So-and-so is having this issue. And then they talk to them.
Making this type of shared housing work better is a mission for Chris Freed. She's with LA Family Housing in Los Angeles, where the housing and homeless crises hit early and hard. Now she gets calls for training from across the country.
Kentucky, Oklahoma, Hawaii, a community in Texas, and North Carolina.
Freed wants people to know this is not the old sober housing model of packing people in bunk beds. And she says even those struggling with addiction or mental health can thrive with a good roommate. LA Family Housing is piloting a personality matching tool, yes, like Match.com.
And then we put them in a room together and let them decide. We give them a document that shows like the flags where there's things that don't necessarily completely mesh, so that those are the questions that they can ask each other to determine if they would potentially be a good fit or not.
Right now, placing people with roommates can take a lot of time, cutting deals with landlords case by case. Freed and others would like to see federal and local rules changed to make it easier, like guidelines for deciding shared rent and the subsidies that are tied to it. Back in Norfolk, Eric Perkins has finally gotten a housing voucher so he can afford to move to his own place. He's excited about having more privacy, but says his time with roommates has been really good.
I tell anybody that it's better than being on the street. If you can deal with, other people's issues and, little stuff that get on your nerves and you get past all that, you'll be fine.
And like most roommate situations, it doesn't have to be forever. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Norfolk.